You had a good run today. Finished the top 10. You look like maybe you could have got more.
Oh, we probably had something on the car that we shouldn't have had on to begin to start the race, and I think it kind of cost us. Sometimes we outsmart ourselves. We called the last second audible and had on some different tires that we probably shouldn't have ran, and it was this loose race right from the start. I was hoping for a caution beyond lap. I think there was one on lap 6, and we needed one. I didn't know at that point because everybody was still so slow. And then the next caution came like lap 70, and by then we were lap down, so it was all we could do from there was rally once we pitted. And we made up quite a bit of ground, but, you know, it was good from where we were at that position. It was a pretty good comeback, but.
Need a lot of luck just to finish this race. Any close calls for you today?
I don't think there was anything really too close. I mean, a few guys spun out here and there, but, I mean, nothing I had a real close call on. Everybody finishes this race, your tires are all wore out, and you're sliding around at some point here or there. So, I mean, everybody that finishes, you know, they're hanging on for all they can. So, usually when you finish the race, you did a pretty good job hanging on at some point or another because everybody's got wore out tires, and you're just giving it all you got at that point. So,
yeah, towards the end of the race, I'm sure you're looking at the board once in a while to see where you're sitting. Given the way your car is handling at that point, last 10, 15 laps to go, are you pretty much basically trying to hold on and you care less whether you pass anybody? Are you at that point where you're feeling, you know what, I got something still left in the car, maybe I can get one or two more guys?
Well, for me, I checked the board once in a while, especially under caution, to try to see who was on my lap. The thing that hurt us is we actually got stuck a lap down early. In other words, I think we probably would have had a few more spots, but yeah, it's all coulda, woulda, shoulda. Everybody's got a wish and a dream and a coulda, woulda, shoulda story, but it doesn't matter. It just matters where you finish. So I guess all in all, it was pretty respectable for finish for how we started out the race. So we started out the race pretty ugly, but we managed to rally and get a halfway decent finish. So.
And finally, who'd you like to thank for your top 10 finish today in the Classic?
I just got to thank Randy Dratt, his whole family. They let me drive the race car, great group, and my family, they've always supported me 100% in everything I did. And Sheffield Brothers helped us out, Bashaw's Collision. Well, Ballinger Auto, you need a car repair. I'm going to tell you, that their ace work is over there. We always, there's a good example. We always go the distance on our race car, and we'll do the same thing on your street car, too. It'll last forever.